Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. What does it feel like to become president at your alma mater 41 years after you graduated? This is the story of Ron Shiira, president of Hawaii Baptist Academy. It's a story of family, honor, students, parents, and a Christ-centered school that provides educational excellence. We pause here at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program, well, dear friend, is to lead you closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. For you to know the one who loves you and knows you no matter what you're going through, what you're facing, or how tough things may be. There is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and yes, 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the life of Ron Shiira, transformed his life, is reaching out to you, dear friend. And it's our prayer and our hope that you would open your heart to Christ. And if you know the Lord, well, we believe you'll be encouraged. You'll be inspired by what Ron has to share. Ronald Shiira became HBA's fifth president on July 1st, 2016, succeeding Richard Bento, who served as president for 22 years. Ron served as chairman of the HBA board of directors for 5 years and was later hired as the president's executive assistant. Ron and his wife, Cindy, well, they attend Ola Nui Church. They have two adult children, Andrew and Julia, and one grandson, Elijah. Ron, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. It's my honor to be here. I appreciate you asking me to join you.
Ron, where did you grow up?
Danny, I grew up in Kalihi. It's a beautiful place. Not the same thought that you have in mind when you hear about it now, just love Kalihi. I still live there, but was born and raised in that area of Honolulu. Spent a lot of time in places like the Kalihi YMCA and the Kamehameha Shopping Center. A lot of family and friends that I met early on in my life that have a great part in my life today. Grew up with my family, my mom and dad, who had a home there, and a lot of relatives surrounding us. It was a nice place to grow up with and grow up in, a blessing for me to start.
When you say Kalihi and you say Kamehameha Shopping Center, you share endearing words, Ron Shiira, and I'm grateful for the way that you share it so tenderly. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, in my younger years, my parents, my dad and my mom were not Christians early on, and I was raised in a local Buddhist family. And I say a local Buddhist family because, like many families I find out in Hawaii, although we connected to Buddhism, we didn't go to church every week. It was like New Year's and once or twice a year and doing funeral services. But we knew growing up, we connected with that religion. And my mom and dad were no different, and brought me up to be good. In fact, you know, they were good people, and loved to help other people, and just raised me that way. To them, family and education was really important for them, and so thus finding a place like Hawaii Baptist Academy for me to attend school after going to public school from kindergarten through seventh grade was important for my mom and dad.
How did you become a Christian, Ron?
Well, little that I know, I found out later on, literally, mom on her deathbed sharing with me that she always was interested in the Christian religion, she called it then, and she wanted to send me to a Christian school. This was interesting that I found that out later on, but we looked at several private schools, and at that time I looked at several of them, and all really started from Christian roots. There was one school, Hawaii Baptist Academy, that at that time was a co-ed. And so this is kind of funny, but I decided that I wanted to go to a school with boys and girls. I didn't want to go to an all-boys school. And so thus, my reasons to select HBA then, and it just changed my life. When that happened, I attended HBA in my eighth grade. My first time that I entered a church was that same year when one of my teachers invited me to hold a Christian flag. Southern Baptist churches at that time, and I guess still to today, they honor institutions, Baptist institutions, educational institutions. And so once a year back then, they would have a special service. And so they invited me to hold the flag at New Wanu Baptist Church on 2010 New Wanu Avenue. And I remember that because I've never set foot in a church before. But I said, okay. So I carried this Christian flag down the aisle as people stood and sang and worshiped. That was important to me then, not knowing what Christianity was like. But in my junior year, because I entered HBA in my eighth grade year, in my junior year, during a Christian emphasis week, back then they called it religious emphasis week, it's all week focused on, it's like a big revival, focused on sharing the gospel and what a relationship with Jesus Christ means. And back then, after really making fun of Christians, which I did, because it's no different than today, most of our students are non-Christians. They're non-believers, non-Christ followers. That's pretty interesting because people think about HBA as a place that's dominated with believers. But we kind of call ourselves a missional school in that we'd love to share the gospel, and I'm an example of someone that came into HBA not knowing Jesus, but in my junior year, heard the gospel one more time, and a good friend of mine, Mark Okozaki, who now is still in the ministry in New York, and a classmate of mine, and he said, "Ron, hey, you've been." Hearing the gospel all along, I've been praying for you. Hey, why don't you make a decision today for Jesus? Mm-hmm. And the person who shared the message that day gave an altar call, and I remember just taking that first step into the aisle, and then I don't remember the rest of those steps, but I went up, accepted Jesus. And from that day on, the teachers and those that love the Lord invested in my life, as they had been all along, just nurturing and loving on myself and other students. And then I never stopped totally walking with Jesus ever since. And so that has been a blessing.
You're listening to Ron Shiira. Ron is the president of Hawaii Baptist Academy. He attended HBA, entered the school as an eighth grader. In his junior year, just as he explained, he accepted Christ as his Savior and Lord. And he has walked with the Lord ever since. Who would have known that the Lord, years later, over 40 years later, would call him back to serve as president of HBA? When we come back from our break, we're going to hear more from Ron about how the Lord prepared him in those ensuing years. He brings more than 30 years of corporate and nonprofit experience to Hawaii Baptist Academy, and decades of experiences like that, relationships that were built, have prepared him for such a time as this. You're listening to Ron Shiira. Find out more about HBA at hba.net. hba.net. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you know, there are certain people, they, as they say, you know, if you were to, you know, prick their skin just a little bit, they would bleed a certain color. Well, I think if we were to do that with Mr. Ron Shiira, he would bleed yellow or gold, black and white, the colors of HBA. Go Eagles. Ron and Cindy Shiira have been active members of the HBA Booster Club even to this day. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. You say, Danny, what's going on? I'm just tuning in right now. Well, dear friend, we've got Ron Shiira, president of HBA, with us today. If you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get this podcast as a gift. And to find out more about HBA, go to hba.net. Again, hba.net. Mm-hmm. Ron, as an alum, how does it feel to return to HBA to serve and to be the school's president?
Well, Danny, it's a, as I mentioned before, it is an honor. Never did I even imagine that I would be in this position. I was not trained as an academic educator, right? My life was shaped to be in business, and ended up being a consultant after working for many years in Fortune 50 companies and representing them here in Hawaii and in the Pacific. I started a business and marketing consulting business for about 10 years and served on the board of directors. And then when Mr. Bento was about ready to transition, he said, hey, would you want to come on staff? And not knowing what God had in store, I said yes. And again, it has been a blessing. One thing that I felt God's calling as I came back to HBA was that being a missional school, and a lot of our students, they love HBA, but there are some that when they come to HBA and they hear the gospel and they're not believers, they get tired of it. And it was an opportunity, I believe, in coming back is to give a share out to our alumni who, no matter how they felt about HBA, being a place of faith, hearing the gospel over and over again, and perhaps not knowing Jesus when they left HBA. I felt that the opportunity for us to call parents to send their children back to HBA was a second opportunity for us to share the gospel with family members and moms mm-hmm. and dads who had graduated from HBA many years ago. And in the same way that I met the Lord at HBA, we thought that was an opportunity. And that was one of the things that led me back and said, hey, we have an opportunity to share with our alumni, no matter how you felt HBA was as a school for you, that you're always welcome back to come back home, and that the Lord is still in the center of what we do, even if most of our students come to HBA not knowing Jesus. And so to me, that was a unique calling and a privilege to be here at HBA and to continue to share the gospel, planting seeds, watering, and only the Lord can harvest. And mm-hmm. so we pray that we might be part of that.
Bonnie?
Ron, you know, I've learned a lot about HBA because I did have one of my sons attend elementary there. And certainly one of the strong, I believe, threads and foundations of that school is definitely a dedicated and Christ-filled administration and teachers. That really they know how to love on the students. They know how to be Jesus, whether a student really understands that or not. But I think, you know, as you're talking, even as a parent, I did not realize that so many students were non-believers. I guess I was one of those parents that thought that if my son went there, that he'd be, you know, it's a Christian school, so that's what I assumed. So a little surprise there. And so my question is, as you've been placed back in and you say it's a missional school, which is wonderful, it's what does that mission look like to the student body? How do you walk that out?
Oh, that's a great question. And I'll answer that based on, you know, connecting back with our mission statement that Hawaii Baptist Academy is a Christian college preparatory school that equips students spiritually, intellectually, physically, socially, and emotionally so that they bring honor to God. So that's kind of a broad mission statement. Mm-hmm. And we know that many families, like my mom and dad, sent me to a school like HBA for academics, for a great mm-hmm. education. Mm-hmm. 100% of our students that graduate from HBA get accepted to colleges and universities all over the country and even in Japan and some international countries. And of course, a good chunk of them stay here in Hawaii. But several years back, we added a expected school-wide learning results. And that's what are our goals for our students as they leave HBA. And we added this to our statement. It supports our mission statement. It's believing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hawaii Baptist Academy brings faith and learning together so that we may join God in the formation of people and the transformation of the world. And we do that by these three sensibilities of humility, curiosity, love, and commitment. Mm-hmm. And so for the last 5 years, we've been really working on faith integration, about bringing, how do we bring faith and learning together so that we can shape and form people? Danny, I don't know if you remember, but several years I was part of one of your seminars about sharing the gospel. And
yes,
you spent some time talking about planting seeds and watering and, mm-hmm, and then the harvest. And we view that at HBA, that we give every student an opportunity to hear the gospel and make a decision for Jesus. Some feel that, hey, you know, we need to make, you know, have them come and accept Christ. I know in my example, it was the years, as Lonnie shared, of teachers loving on me and sharing through example that how much they love the Lord. And sometimes, you know, I mean, obviously we still need to share the gospel. We need to be verbal about it. We need to be intentional about it. But I just thank the Lord for my faculty and staff who come with a passion for Jesus. And they, many of them, you know, just lead out as the teachers that led me, sharing their love for Jesus. And so as we shape and form people, we believe that our learning results is really transformative, right? In that by forming, by joining God as we shape our students, eventually that they will help transform the world, mm-hmm, in the name of Jesus. And so that has been our goal over the last 5 years. And our hope is that we will continue to raise the next generation of leaders who can lead and serve others in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so we believe that's something that whether you're a Christ follower now and maybe not yet, that you can, families can hang on to that and engage with that. And I believe that's what they want for their students as well.
Ron, as you share these things, I'm wondering if we can circle back on a couple of things. Number one, can you share a little bit more about how, as you came to faith in Christ as a junior in high school, mm-hmm, how that impacted your family? You mentioned your mom and dad. You have a brother, right?
Yes.
So could you?
Yes.
Share a little bit about what happened.
Sure, I'd be glad to. One of our mainland advisory council members, Dr. David McKinley, is a senior pastor now at Warren Baptist Church in Augusta, Georgia. He shared with me, whenever you get a chance, always share that part of your testimony. So thanks for giving me a chance to do that. My mom, as I mentioned, on her deathbed, that's where she met Jesus. Mm-hmm. She accepted Christ. She had a brain tumor. Accepted Christ on her deathbed. She lived a year later, but she was never the same after the day after she accepted Jesus.
Wow.
And I could see the countenance change in her face. Our pastor at New Orleans Baptist Church, Joe Sanders, came to visit a hospital. And without a doubt, she asked Jesus in her heart. Mm-hmm. And for that one day, I could just see what a difference the Lord made. My dad, who passed away in 2015, did not accept Jesus right away. In fact, whenever church members would come over, that would remind him of my mom. But I ended up being his caregiver, along with my brother and I. And so we had an opportunity about 5 years before he passed, where we said, Dad, hey, you know, shared the gospel again and asked him if he would accept Christ, and he said yes. Most people would say that's great, but the part that I left out in my testimony was that when I became a Christian my junior year and I said, hey, Dad, I want to be baptized. I want to be a member at a church, and I want to be baptized. I knew that baptism didn't save me, but I wanted to follow Christ in that way. And he said, to my surprise, he says, Ron, he says, if you become baptized, I will disown you. Mm-hmm. And so through some wise counsel, I decided to obey him, knowing that baptism didn't save me, decided to be an example. He thought that Christianity was just going to be a trend and it would go away. But lo and behold, the summer after I graduated, which is what we agreed to, that if Jesus still meant that much to me, that I could be baptized then. And so lo and behold, my mom and my dad was there at New Ono Baptist Church when I was baptized. Mm-hmm. And my brother, who also accepted Christ at New Ono HBA and also was a member at New Ono Baptist Church. And then since then, over 20 of my relatives have come to know Jesus. And the Lord just used that seed to share the gospel. And so that's an example. And mine is just one story. There are many students at HBA that find Christ the same way, and then members of their family come to Jesus as well.
What a powerful, powerful, life-inspiring, life-giving story. And I'm just so grateful, Ron, that you shared that, because it speaks to the power of the love of Christ. It speaks to the power of the gospel, the grace of God for people who are faithful and serving. And then talk about the Southern Baptists, talk about HBA, and how the Lord is using you. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more from Ron Shiera, Ron, the president of Hawaii Baptist Academy. You know, since its beginning in 1949, Hawaii Academy has served the families of Hawaii by providing an excellent education rooted in faith. HBA's faculty and staff are dedicated to academic excellence and instilling Christian principles in their students so they can be everything that God intended them to be. Ron mentioned something about alumni, calling them back home. I want to hear more about that. I think we'll gain something from that. HBA.net, stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So what do you think it would feel like? I mean, if you went to a school and you were surrounded by the gospel, and maybe at times you thought that it was maybe tipping a little bit over the lid, so to speak, and yet seeds were planted in your heart and life, and then the school reminds you that you always, always, always belong. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show, and I'm referring to Ron Shiera, who is our guest today, and Hawaii Baptist Academy. And by the way, if you have not seen or ever met Ron, I'm glad and grateful that you have the opportunity to meet him today, because he's one of those that I would say has, and I mean this in all sincerity, he has an angelic countenance. There's a peace in his face. There's a grace and a love that permeates from him that can only be attributed to the ministry of the Spirit of Jesus Christ who indwells him. And he's our guest today. Find out more about HBA at hba.net. Ron Shiera, when you mentioned your vision, how you have been calling back the alums, something resonated in my heart. And I wanted to find out more about how has it been going after the, 5 years plus of you being back at the school?
Oh, it's been going really well. And as you referred earlier, it's not nothing to do with me except being available and hearing God's call. But as we have people like Billy Leader, who is our Institutional Advancement Director, who's also an alum of HBA, and others, it has been just a blessing to see our alumni come back. I've heard this from some of our graduates. We have been more intentional in sharing about HBA in the public. In the past, people maybe didn't want to, you don't want to brag on a school or yourself in the community. This idea of humility, and that's one of our sensibilities. But we view it as a way to honor God, right? To brag on Jesus, to share how He has made a difference for us, and He's the only reason why we're here. And so our alumni hear that, and they hear HBA more in the community. And I've heard from some that says, hey, HBA is a place now that we can be proud of. Mm-hmm. And these are people that still don't know the gospel. And they know the gospel but have not a Christ follower. And we see that as an opportunity for us as we've been sharing to be able to lead and serve others. In light of our current world, many, and I've heard this, many are confused about what a leader should look like or confused about it. And so at Hawaii Baptist Academy, as we can raise the next generation of students that can lead and serve others through those values of humility, curiosity, love, and commitment through the Bible, that we believe that whether you're a believer or not, especially in light of where we are today in the world, that resonates a lot to families. And they can say, even if they know that HBA is a Christian school, they don't have a problem sending their students to HBA for the academic excellence and for students that they're being cultivating and developing to lead and serve others in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so we found that alumni have been sending their kids back. They've been coming out to events. We have highlighted our alums in our commercials. And so it's a place that they can be proud of.
Yeah. Ron, I just can't help but continuing to see the eighth grade non-believing young man carrying the Christian flag into the church that you're, I believe, now at or became a member of, and how epic that moment was, that God had planned that long before you were even born. And I just, you know, and now you are sitting in a position that you can do that for another young one. And what a privilege, it must be every single day to be able to offer that, knowing that God can take your gifts, your efforts, you know, the futile things we do, and he can use it to change the world as he's done through you. My question, I guess, as I look at the young adults and the young people of today and the things that they face, which are truly different, and I would suggest much more challenging than we ever did. What things are we doing differently in our schools to prepare our young adults, our young people, for the world that they'll live in one day?
Well, that's a great question, and that's something that we talk about often. At HPA, we look at it as if you're looking at houses where academics and our Christian faith are under two different roofs, so to speak.
Mm.
And what we've been trying to do is to integrate our faith well, and we're not there yet. We will continue to try to improve so that it's under one roof.
Mm.
And some people feel that when you hear about a Christian school, it means that you suffer in academics, that it's not as rigorous. It's not a rigorous curriculum or in academics. But at HPA, that's not the case. And so the challenge for us is the other way. How do you, in a Christian school, how do you integrate a rigorous curriculum, college preparatory curriculum, integrate that with your Christ-like faith,
mm-hmm.
Being a kingdom school.
Yeah.
And so for us, that's been a challenge, and that's something that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that in this bringing faith and learning together and transforming the world, that's all church talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for non-believers, for people that have not said yes to Jesus yet, this idea of leading to serve others is something that can resonate. And that's how the Lord uses us to transform the world.
Yeah.
And so, not sure about at other schools, but for us, that's something that we want to do better. We want to integrate our faith integration,
mm-hmm.
better at HBA, and yet still be an academic excellent institution.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're striving to do.
Wow. You know, I listen to you, and that's a big job. That is no small feat, no small vision that you have. How has your experience coming back from the corporate world particularly prepared you for where you are now?
Wow. The first thing when you shared that, I smiled, because those who know me well as a student, I wasn't the best student when I was younger. And it's funny, when I came back, some of the teachers that eventually retired, they were my teachers, and they all had smiles because they knew me.
Mm.
And so I said that God has a sense of humor, that he would find Ron Shearer back here in this position. And so part of that is that connection. That not having a trained educator has allowed me to make sure that we have the best educators to lead in that area, and that as I lead the school, that it's been more of a collaborative style of mm-hmm. leadership.
Yeah.
So that people contribute and get involved in the process, and so that's worked out, and I. Been able to ask a lot of questions and do a lot of listening, and the one thing that people know that I will be in the center of is this idea of culture and missional, right? We don't want to have a mission drift at HBA. Mm. We feel that's why he's calling me here. And following Mr. Bento is a fabulous leader and president for many years. And this, I view my calling as a transition for the school so that it'll be ready to hear God's vision in the future. Mm. And otherwise, there's so many institutions that start Christian that over the year have drifted.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want that to happen at HBA. And I believe that me coming in, that was my calling, right, mm-hmm. to get us ready for the next steps of where God's going to lead HBA.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you are doing just that. I can only imagine what Richard Bento and even those, I mean, when we talk, Ron, about the founders, the former presidents of HBA and what they envisioned for the school, I mean, to have one of their own, really a son of the school, come back and to lead so well tethered to the mission and grounded in faith as you are. You're listening to Ron Shiera. Ron is the president of Hawaii Baptist Academy. When we come back, we'll hear more from Ron. Hey, it's hard not to think about or even talk about the challenges that have come and in some ways racked the world through the COVID pandemic. And so when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that. Maybe some lessons that Ron and his staff learned in the when things fell apart in the world because of the pandemic, and how so many had to rally to pull things together. What did HBA do, and how did God lead Ron Shiera as president to guide the school? HBA.net, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yeah, so Ron Shiera, he believes that he's called to maintain and strengthen HPA's Christ-centered college prep educational focus that has impacted thousands of students in Hawaii for 72 plus years. HPA is a missional school, and their first commitment will always be to share the gospel with their students and their families. You can find out more about HPA at hpa.net. Again, hpa.net. Ron, what lessons did the Lord teach you as president of HPA during the COVID pandemic?
Great question, and that could take hours, right? But for me, it was release. We actually went through this exercise of things like reimagine and resilience and these RE words. And for me, it was really release. One of the things that we started in the beginning of the pandemic was to have some non-negotiables. Obviously, our biggest non-negotiable was to be a Christ-centered school, and that was in the center. But there were three non-negotiables that the leadership team, and we've got a great senior leadership team at HPA, those three things were academic excellence, regardless of the delivery of the curriculum. Number two, it was, and not in any order, but number two is to make sure we have a safe campus, safe environment. And that we did that really well. And then the third thing was to embrace change, knowing that God, Christ was in the center of that. And truly, God's hand has been upon us. We were able to do all three well and continue to do it. It's tiring. I know our faculty and staff, so blessed by them. They have given 150%, literally, to teach and not think about themselves, but others. But those three that we keep reminding ourselves that to be a Christ-centered school, but the three non-negotiables were a safe campus, excellent academics, regardless of the delivery online or in person or any combination of that, and then to embrace change, that what can we learn from this pandemic that God is using for us to transform the school in the future years. And so we're not resting just on the now, but where's God leading us?
Mm, yeah. You say the word release. What was that God was calling you to release?
Thanks for bringing me back to that. It was this idea of releasing it to Him. There's a lot of things, like even as we get into safety on campus, there's a lot of things we can plan for. We can purchase supplies, equipment. We've got scanners. We've got tons of new stuff. We've got air purifiers, all of those things. We can figure out new ways to teach online. But for me, it was, Ron, just release, let go, let me do it. Yeah. And so we share that with our leadership team. And even in this process of me not to micromanage how we all do things, but we've had 5 years of our senior leadership team understanding what their responsibilities and roles are. And sometimes for somebody like me, it's difficult. But this idea and reminder of, hey, God is in control. Just let go, release. Yeah. Let Him lead. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm sure as you took your leadership team through that, and they're instilled or installed the changes and the new normal. You hear that a lot. I'm sure your students were watching. How is this going to be handled? How are my teachers going to handle? How is my school going to handle my situation? What do you believe the students learned from watching your school go through the transition it did?
Well, I that's a good question. I hope that they've learned that they've got to continue to have caring faculty and staff. Mm-hmm. A school that's been resilient through all of it. But I think they've got athletics now, and we're planning a banquet for our students at the end. Our seniors are. Last year we had an in-person graduation. Mm-hmm. We had it broadcasted on TV.
Were you the only school in the state to do that?
No, I think there were others. Mm-hmm. But we last year we delayed our graduation. The parents agreed to do that. Mm-hmm. Because the goal was to make sure that our students were walking on stage to receive the diploma. And we also viewed that as another opportunity for us to share the gospel. There were many. And I say many, there were a good handful. But we were the last graduation, and perhaps the graduation with the most people in our gym. We got through that safe. We kept all the physical distancing and made sure that our city and government officials were okay with that. Sharing the gospel, they kind of aligned us with churches, right? And so at that time, churches could fill up by 50%. And so we didn't involve all the people that we normally do, but we made sure that the parents were there and the students, obviously, the graduates were there. And so we did make some changes. I pray that our students would see that mm-hmm. but at the end, that God's hand was on us, continues to be on us. And this year, we pray for the same. I believe our students this year have been impacted maybe more than mm-hmm. than last year. And so other things that I've done is to make myself more accessible. And I've had meetings, Zoom meetings, with our student council, our students. We've done probably over a dozen, I'd say about 15 town hall meetings and parent meetings online. And the advice you normally get is don't do that, right? Don't mm-hmm. commit yourself to answer questions on the spot. But we did that. So I think people will hopefully see that you need to be accessible, need to answer the questions, and people want to know what's going on.
Ron, as you have talk about accessibility, engagement, in the crisis moment, people are experiencing that even as they hear us in this conversation, this privileged conversation with you. Ron, can you lead in a prayer? Could you pray for our listener, someone who's going through their own crisis moment right now? I think it will have a profound impact as the Lord uses you. Would you do that, please?
Thank you. Yeah, sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity that you allow us to be able to share how mighty you are and how you are reaching those, not only those that can hear us now, but those that have no idea that you're there. Thank you for being with us from the very beginning of the pandemic and this crisis. And as we know that sometimes when crisis comes upon us, we can't control that. But we can control how we respond to crisis. And in our case, Lord, we know that you want us to rely on you and to call on you. And so, Father, I pray for those that are been through this pandemic and this crisis, whether it be a loss of job or less hours or for many death, right? Family members dying through this COVID pandemic. Father, first of all, I pray, Lord, that you would comfort those that have been hurt. Mm-hmm. Father, that you would allow them to know that you are God, even during this time of crisis. Father, I also pray, Lord, that you would allow those that have been hurt to know that you're not only the great physician, But Father, you're a great counselor, and that you are God, and that you are there for those, even our students, that have not had a normal year and feel that it's unfair to not have many of the year-end activities that they thought they would. And yet, Lord, to be able to see Jesus through all of this, Father, we pray that. We pray that you would make yourself real to all those that are hearing right now. Father, we know that you are God. Father, we rely on you. We trust you with all of our being, knowing that you are in control. We love you, Lord, and we lift you up on high. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Indeed, Ron, we lift the Lord up on high. We thank you for leading in that prayer with such a warmth and tenderness. And I believe, Lonnie, don't we? I mean, the Lord hears and answers prayers. Dear friend, Ron Chiera here praying for you. May the Lord bless you indeed. Timely words, Ron. Thank you so much for being with us today. We're so grateful for you.
Thank you for having me. It's been a privilege. I have been blessed. Thank you.
Fitting words indeed from Ron Chiera, HBA.net. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now, we believe, to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this could be the perfect moment to open your heart to Christ. Would you go to thegoodlifeway.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And to stand with us with your prayers, your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifeway.com and click Partners. Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Ron Chiera, HBA.net. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.